welcome back to it in the No Panic Zone. Good to have you here on a Monday, man. A lot of rain in the upper Midwest, but it was a good weekend to get out and explore the woods. I'm telling you, it was a good weekend to get out and explore the woods. I love doing that. Of course, I've got thorns in my hands that I'm getting have to dig out of here for the next couple of days. So it is, and it was a bit wet out there. A tremendous amount of rain. In fact, flooding in Chicago and elsewhere in the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes region, because of heavy rain over the past few days. More rain in the forecast, so overall, not great news. If you missed it yesterday on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Peter Navarro was on, former trade representative, a guy who's now stepped up to be one of the leading architects of solving the coronavirus and the COVID-19 pandemic and how to move forward. And George Stephanopoulos was pointing out a tremendous amount of criticism toward the president and how he has conducted these things and the things that Mark Bright said during his Senate hearing here last week, claiming that the president didn't move forward on a number of areas to stem the flow of COVID-19 and the pandemic across the country. Peter Navarro taking exception to that and laying out, well, and frankly, taking George to school. Sit down, son. You're about to be educated. It's bite number one from ABC. Bite one. Go.
It was President Trump who was praising China all through the month of February. And, you know, there's a lot of evidence that those lost weeks made a difference.
So, first of all, I think it's great that we have a president who can get along with all world leaders. So that's number one. But number two, there's no lost weeks. This starting gun for the China pandemic started on January 30th when President Trump had the courage to pull down the flights from China. That was an enormously courageous decision. He took a lot of heat from that. And from that day, and I was personally involved in a lot of this, we were moving on three vectors of attack in February: vaccine development, development of therapeutics like remdesivir, and the building up a capacity for things like N95 masks. And the work we did throughout February has borne beautiful fruit here in the spring, because what we saw on Friday in the Rose Garden was the announcement of a 14-company race to a vaccine with the goal of December. What we've seen is therapeutics like remdesivir already going into hospitals right now to save American lives.
And save American lives. And see, you see all of these things that have been happening. Did you know we were working on a vaccine on the 11th of January? That's key. Keep in mind that the World Health Organization announced on the 14th of January that the Chinese had told them there was no evidence of human-to-human transmission, that it wasn't contagious. Well, obviously, that was it was dishonest, frankly. Let's just get right to it. That was lying on part of the World Health Organization and the Chinese government. But prior to that, after figuring out the code, the United States was already on the trail of trying to find a vaccine to unlock the secrets here. The DTE Common Sense Hotline is 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966 is the DTE Common Sense Hotline. You can join us for a comment or some input anywhere in the country, anywhere you're checking it out. And Martin is in Tucson, Arizona today. He wanted to weigh in on how it's being handled in Arizona compared to elsewhere. Martin, welcome to the program. Thank you for checking in.
Good morning, Steve, thank you very much for taking the call. I just wanted to comment real quickly on comparisons in regards to what I think is very simple, what is going on in Michigan and other states with governors, et cetera. It's strictly power. You, I know that. Other common sense, prudent, reasonable people know this. And a real quick example is our state governor here in Arizona. He's a good guy, typical politician, but good guy. He lays down a set of rules and regulations, says, have at it, people. The people look at them, study them. Those who say, I'm going to stay home, stay home. Those who say, I'm going to go out to get the essential needs, including my tomatoes at Home Depot, et cetera, do so, Steve. They do it at our local nursery. And one example, again, they park you 6 feet away. They say, stand there. They all masked up. Everybody's doing precautionary measures. Then they total up the money. But, hey, as soon as that money is requested, coronavirus shuts off immediately. It's handed. The transaction's done. The money goes in back in the pocket. Everybody's happy. Coronavirus supposedly shuts back on, and everybody continues on with life.
Let me ask you this, Martin. Can you get a haircut in Arizona?
You know what? I have not, personally, only just because of, I think just recently, they just opened that up, too. I can't quote myself for sure, but I believe as of Friday
but you
Saturday,
can move around freely,
Steve,
that
for the most part. They opened it up, correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For the most part, Arizona's so opening up and things are moving forward. Go ahead. Finish up.
No, I was just going to say real quick, that's just a comparison, in my opinion, and I think many people would agree that when you have a governor or a mayor or anybody who's doing the examples to the typical American person as what these great Americans have been done to, the salon, the barber, sure, they're my true Americans right there. They're my heroes. And
absolutely,
what they're doing to them is strictly power. Power hungry, Steve.
I agree with that. Great comments, Martin. Thank you for checking in from Tucson, Arizona today. It's Martin checking in, catching the program there. You can get it all over the country, as you well know. Radio stations everywhere. If you're somewhere you can't hear it, you can always go to stevegruber.com, click on Listen Live. You can catch it on Dish Network and America's Voice and Pluto TV and Roku as well. America's Voice, the place to find the program. I don't want you to be without it any time. But I think there's a lot of truth to that. The real Americans here, whoever would have thought it was an act of being a rebel by showing up at a store because you needed something and you didn't wear a mask. And now I've read from the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control, and I've heard from other doctors like Fauci that, you know, these masks don't do a heck of a lot. So why would I wear those if Dr. Fauci says, you know what, it creates more harm than good? Why would I do that? All of a sudden, it's gone from more harm to good to mandatory. Well, I'm going to go with the science that existed prior to the COVID-19 pandemic and know that what they were telling me was true then, and it's true today. It's 52 after. Quick break, maybe a couple of more phone calls and some sports straight ahead here in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.